Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon High School Basketball is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chief, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and the People's State Bank. It's time now for Red Raider Basketball on your home for Marathon High School Sports, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
And good evening from the Markfield Senior High Fieldhouse. Welcome to Red Raider Basketball on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230. I'm Tom Weaver, glad to be with you tonight, and we've got a beauty. It's a sectional semifinal between a pair of 23-3 teams as the Marathon Red Raider boys take on the Auburndale Eagles. You'd be hard-pressed to find another conference with three 23-win teams in it in the sectionals, but that's just what we have with the Marrowood South, with these two teams here tonight and the Newman Catholic Cardinals in Division 5. Boy, this place is packed. We should have a great atmosphere, and these teams trying to move on in the WIAA tournament. Coming up, we'll tell you how these two teams got here. We'll hear from Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson and get the stage set for this sectional semifinal matchup from Marshfield. More of our Red Raider pregame show coming up in 3 minutes on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City. Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to PartCityAuto.com. Order your parts online and pick them up at your Part City Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule, in-store or online. Shop any way you like at Part City Auto Parts.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at BarneyBrothersKitchenAndBath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
All right, back here in Marshfield. Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9 at 12:30. Getting set for this sectional semifinal, Marathon and Auburn. Tell you what, great crowd is packed in here already. Students are into it, and we are ready to go here for this sectional semifinal matchup. Red Raiders went 23-3 through the regular season, 15-1 in the Marrowood South, 29th overall Marrowood title for the Red Raiders, and back to the sectional for the first time since 2020. Red Raiders looking for their ninth state tournament appearance, with four titles, the last coming in 2011. 76-49, a win over Westfield. Grant Warren, a big night. Night he surpassed 1,000 points, becoming the only 11th player to do that. And the first junior led the way there. A trio in double figures, Mason Seaver with 15, Tyler Underwood. And then a 59-43 win over Stratford, a game where fell behind 9 early and clawed back, got back to even at halftime, and then took over in the second half. A 59-43 win, holding Stratford to just 17 second-half points. Grant Warren with 23, Tyler Underwood with 15, Ashton Wrench 20 for the Tigers. Stratford shot 39% for the night, and the Raiders move on with the 59-43 victory. For the Auburndale Eagles, 23-3 as they come in, having won 8 straight games. Marathon has won 10 straight games. They're seeking their first state appearance, the last one in 2015. They made 10 overall champs in 93 and 2000. They dispatched of Wyoega Fremont 63-48. It was Caden Weinfurter and Mason White Eagle combining 16 out of 20 shooting for 46 points. Had a 10-point lead at the half. Their second win over Wyoega Fremont, and then absolutely dispatched Princeton Green Lake 74-23. 11 players scoring. Had a 52-11 lead at the half. Alex Wolfert with 12, 4 in double figures for the Eagles as they roll to their 23rd win on the season. Both teams 23-3. Auburndale 7th in the Wisports.net coaches poll. Marathon is 8th. Both these teams eager to get a crack at either St. Mary Catholic or Crivets in a game that would be Saturday afternoon at Appleton East. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 12:30.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
There are 4 reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number 4 to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
The Eat Fresh refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable trout pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals. Each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Continue that Red Raider pregame show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Tonight we're in Marshfield. It's a WIA sectional semifinal as the Marathon Red Raider boys taking on Auburndale. We talk now with Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. Well, if this is kind of like going through your exams here, you passed the initial exams here last weekend. This is kind of like the midterms, hoping to get to the finals. I think your fellas did a really nice job to play some good basketball and get you through the regional.
Absolutely, yeah. I thought we did some really good things, especially in that regional final. I handled some adversity early and really got it done defensively, rebounded well, and then executed offensively.
And I think really in your case, you really kind of imposed your will on both Westfield and Stratford when it mattered most down the stretch in the second half.
Yeah, and I thought we moved the ball well, shared it, and that's going to be key here tonight. You're going to have to take in a good warm-up here, get used to your surroundings, and then really just keep the ball moving, feel it out, and then make that extra pass.
As you come in here tonight, obviously a much bigger facility here than you're used to, you've kind of seen once in a while some teams have some jitters shooting the ball here with a bigger stage. Have you done anything to try to set guys up for that?
Well, you prepare for it. You do these, you play in environments, throughout the summer and things like that. And these kids have played in different spots. But, the only way you get through it is you got to go through it, And, I told them when that first horn sounds, enjoy it, take it all in. But then the second horn, it's a basketball game.
As you go ready for tonight here, as I was putting my notes together, I'm hard-pressed to find another conference with 3 23 win teams. Huh?
That is very true. Yeah, exactly. And there's three to this point, but there only can be three to this point because you beat up on each other. But a heck of a league this year.
I think some people would argue, and I've done some of my work with the pointers where they say just surviving our own conference sometimes is harder than getting through some of the tournament here. Playing in the Merriwood and its rigors definitely, I would think, is a bonus for you guys.
Absolutely. But the thing is, you got to get through each other to go, so here we are here. We've played Auburndale a lot of times over the years for a third time, and here we are again tonight.
What kind of test are they? Obviously, they play defense. They are a well-coached, and they'll be physical. They play defense, and this is a good ball club.
Absolutely well-balanced, too. They just won a regional final Saturday, and their leading scorer had 5 points, and their second leading scorer had two. So they're so balanced. Got to contest the three. Got to hold them to one shot. Really got to take care of the ball. Valuing the possessions can be at a premium tonight.
Yeah, obviously, your strategy, Grant gets his, but you've got a good supporting cast here that really can pitch in as well. I think, most games are putting 2-3 guys in double figures, and that's hard to beat.
Absolutely. I think we're really balanced as well. We got five guys with around eight or more points, and that's going to be huge tonight. Who's going to step up? Who's going to make plays?
When you get to this time of the year, do you start hearing from maybe some old guys that used to play for you and alums and here and there with some messages here and there? Who have you heard from?
Absolutely. Yeah. Saturday, we had a whole contingent of alumni there. But everybody reaching out and, planning on being here tonight or watching, and they're really excited.
I would have to think of getting off to a good start here tonight. Really important.
Very important. Yeah, I'd settle in, get a good feel for things, and then just play basketball at a high level
and enjoy the atmosphere. There should be a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Good luck here tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. Stay tuned. Mark coming up on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
County Materials is growing and hiring flatbed, ready-mix, and over-the-road drivers across central Wisconsin. Our truck drivers haul concrete, construction, and landscape products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. They take pride in keeping our roads safe and economy strong. Driving professionally for County Materials is rewarding and offers stability, competitive wages, and benefits. Our truck drivers are home every night and earn paid holiday hours and paid time off. Apply today by visiting work@county.com.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com. Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Here from Marshfield. Nice job at the Marathon VFW with the colors and the Marathon band, and we are set to go. Here is our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Auburndale Eagles, well, you know you've got a good matchup here. All 10 starters here tonight represented on the Maryland South All Conference team here tonight. First of all, for the Eagles, it is 6'3 senior Lucas Yeske averaging 11.5 points a game, 6'2 senior Alex Wilford averaging 14.5 points a game, 6' junior Evan Scholl at 6.4 points per game. It is 6'1 senior Mason White Eagle at 10.8 points a game and 6'5 junior Caden Weinfurter at 10.8 points per game. Chad Weinfurter in his 15th season, 285 wins and 85 losses. For the Marathon Red Raiders, 5'11 junior Cooper Huxema at 7.9 points per game, 6'3 senior Drew Love at 9.4 points per game, 6'3 junior Tyler Underwood at 11.2 points per game, 6'2 senior Mason Seehafer at 6.2 points per game, or excuse me, at 7.5 points per game, and 6'9 junior Grant Warren, 24.3 points a game, 13.4 rebounds for the Marrowwood Conference Player of the Year and First Teamer. Let's see here. Drew Love and Tyler Underwood both on the second team. Cooper Huxema, Mason Seehafer, honorable mention. For the Eagles, it is Alex Wilfert is on the first team. And Lucas Yeski, Caden Weinfitter, the second team. Mason White, Eagle Evan Scholl, honorable mention. Trayton Weber on the all-defensive team for the Raiders should also mention that Tyler Underwood on the all-defensive team as well. Adam Jacobson for the Red Raiders in his 12th season, 239 wins, 65 losses for the Red Raider head coach. Set to go. This place is packed. Adult side here almost completely full. Students on the far side. We are set to go. I think that's going to be one of the interesting stories that we talked with Adam Jacobson about early is a little bigger environment than these two teams are used to. And we will see who's able to adjust and hit some shots early to build some momentum. Set to go, and Grant Warren controls the opening tip, pulls it back to Cooper Huxema. We are underway in the sectional semifinal from Marshfield. Huxema dribble, looks inside, man-to-man defense, swings it out high to Seehafer. Far side, Drew Love. Love waits for it. Now he'll point direction here and reset around a screen from Grant Warren. Love had an open three for a minute, opted not to take it. Back to Huxema. Comes down in near corner to Seehafer. A lob inside to Love on the baseline. Gets underneath. Double team comes. Kicks it back out. Seehafer swings it. Now this is Tyler Underwood for the first time into the near corner to Drew Love. Inside Grant Warren. Tipped away out of bounds. Good alert defense there by Lucas Yeski. Fronting the ball and then knocking it out of bounds. So Marathon will reset here in the opening possession and inbound underneath their own bucket. Breyer Bergerson, Wayne Brevik, and Ben Leibel. Our officiating crew here tonight. Raiders skip it in. Drew Love in the backcourt. Swings it near side. Grant Warren behind the arc on the near side. Tries to go baseline. Spin move. Nothing there. They are all over him. Drew Love fakes. Now he'll drive in traffic. Shot up no good. And it's one and done for the Red Raiders as Drew Love off the rim and no good. All right, here's Alex Wilfert with it. Wilfert spinning in the lane. His shot up. He leaves it short. Rebound pulled down by Grant Warren of the Raiders. 1 minute in, still scoreless. Both teams have missed their opening shot. Here's Love for the Raiders. Pulls the dribble back, goes far corner. Tyler Underwood with it now behind the arc on the far side. He'll lob it near corner. Here's Huxema, wide open three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound underneath is gathered in by Mason Seehafer to Grant Warren. They'll reset. Both teams 0 for shooting so far. Love now to Seehafer. Seehafer, Underwood, top of the key. Looks inside instead, far side, Seehafer. He'll drive in, goes baseline, nothing there. Gives up his dribble, in some trouble, goes to the far corner. Now they'll come in, trying to skip it around, Huxema. They'll reset again. Very patient offense here to start for the Red Raiders. Mason Seehafer, far side, top of the key to Tyler Underwood. Underwood, near side, Drew Love. Warren, deed up inside. Instead, they'll skip it, far side, Seehafer. Fakes, goes baseline underneath, lobs it into Love, draws contact, shot up, no good, but a foul. They get it inside to Drew Love. Does a nice job to get to the hoop, but he's fouled. Caden Weinfurter will pick up his first foul. And Drew Love will head to the free throw line here, looking for our game's first point. 16:08 to go. We're still scoreless. First free throw is short. So short and no good. Drew Love on the year is a 65.3% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way, and that's short. Rebound down the floor, and boy, these two teams have combined here 0 for 3 from the floor and 0 for 2 from the free throw line. All right, Alex Wilfert dribbles, hands it off to Evan Scholl. Scholl around, leaves it back. Wilfert gets it back. He'll come in the lane down, running one-hander off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Grant Warren underneath. Warren battling for it, gets it off to Huxema. Cooper quickly up ahead on the right-handed dribble. Far side, Drew Love, open three. Passes it up again. Now resets the offense here for the Raiders. Lob inside baseline to Underwood. Baseline jumper. That clangs out no good. So both teams looking for a point here yet. 15 and a half to go. First half still scoreless. All right, near side. Baseline jumper. That's off the rim. Quickly no good by Evan Scholl. One and done again as the Raiders Tyler Underwood with the rebound. Underwood brings it up. He'll dribble between the legs. Flips it up ahead to Mason Seehafer. Seehafer inside. Grant Warren underneath. Layup good. Beautiful backdoor cut by Grant Warren. First bucket of the night. 2-0 Marathon. 15:10 to go in the first half. All right. Here's the Eagles. Yeski looks to drive in. A big hop step. Gives it up. Evan Scholl with it down the lane. He'll go back top of the key to Wilfert. Wilfert near side. They'll lob it into the near corner on the baseline, Evan Scholl. Scholl spun around here. Now they'll come in. White Eagle comes in. He's cut off by Warren. Good defense here by the Raiders. Down the line, stripped loose. And underneath comes shot blocked by Grant Warren. Comes right back underneath. Another shot blocked from behind as it is Lucas Yeski with a couple of chances. Warren blocks them both. Far side, Tyler Underwood for the Raiders quickly now. Skip pass near side to Drew Love. Couple of dribbles out. Lobs it into Warren again. Turns around off the glass. Good. Grant Warren, a couple of blocks and a couple of buckets, 4-0 is the Marathon lead here with 14:20 to go in the first half. Now Auburndale will slow it down a bit. They'll bring it across half court. Evan Scholl on the dribble, far side, long range three is good. And it's Lucas Yeski for three. And it is 4-3. All right, here's Drew Love with it quickly as the Raiders push it back up court quickly. Mason Seehafer, far side, looks to come back top of the key now to Underwood. Looking inside to Grant Warren. He is really in a battle here defensively with Lucas Yeski. Here's Tyler Underwood, dribbles it out, back to Drew Love between the circles, and the Raiders reset. Love dribbles. He'll pull it all the way back and spread the floor out now. Warren in to set a screen along with Underwood. Love trying to get to the hoop, forces up a shot off the glass, wild, no good. Love went down hard on the play. But no foul called. Weidenfurter, far side, Yeski, another three. That clanks off, no good. Rebound is battled for, knocked out of bounds, and I think it stays with Marathon. Or do we have a foul? Yep. So Tyler Underwood, his first team foul. 13:26 to go. Marathon, a 4-3 lead. Auburndale with the basketball. Weidenfurter inbounds to Yeski, back inside to Weidenfurter. Grant Warren D's him up. Weidenfurter will spread the floor. Around to the near side, Alex Wilfert. Back far side to Weidenfurter. He'll go back and forth here. Now it's Evan Scholl. He'll try to drive in, but he's fronted by Mason Seehafer. Around a screen, a little sim here. Now far side three again. That halfway down, comes back out. Warren with a rebound. Lucas Yeski had a good look at it again. Warren with a rebound ahead to Huxema. Cooper Huxema, far side, Drew Love. Love looks inside, lobs it to Warren on the near side now. Fronts the basket, pulls back, step up, three, off the rim, rattles out, no good. Seehafer battles for the rebound. Underwood with a rebound and put back is good. Tyler Underwood hits the offensive glass and gets the bucket for the Red Raiders. And they have a 6-3 lead here with 12 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Lucas Yeski in the lane, hands it off to Wilford at the free throw line. Back to Evan Scholl now. Underneath they go baseline. White Eagle trying to get around Warren. He's got nothing there. Shot turns around and bounces in. Mason White Eagle. Kind of a little wild one-handed shot. Got it up to go. Underwood quickly back the other way. 6-5 the Marathon lead and a steal. Far corner tipped away by Auburndale. Marathon turns it over. Yeski with it back the other way. D'd up by Seehafer. Screen to the near corner. Now he'll dribble back around, hand it off to White Eagle. He'll slip a defender, comes in baseline around. He's hemmed in, throws it back in the middle and threw it away. Hustling for it is Drew Love down in the floor. We'll get an over and back violation here against Auburndale. So 11:52 to go here. We'll get Caden Anderson, Trayton Weber, and Blake Rabb in the lineup. Drew Wolfel in the lineup here for the Red Raiders. 11:52 to go, first half, 6-5, the Marathon lead. Grant Warren will inbound underneath the Marathon bucket after the over and back violation. Into Drew Love in the far corner, look to come right back to Grant. It wasn't there. Top of the key, Wolfel. Near side, Huxema. They'll go baseline to Tyler Underwood. Underwood skips it back far side to Wolfel. Wolfel, nice little move here, but defender closes on him. He'll give up his dribble and get it free to Huxema. Huxema around near corner, ends up in the hands of Drew Love, skips it back, Huxema, far side, fakes a three, lobs it into Warren, it hit the rim, comes back to Grant, he lays it up and in. Oh boy, third bucket of the night for Grant Warren. Raiders get a break as the pass went up, hit the rim, and ricocheted down and came to Warren, and he reversed, laid it in. All right, here's Wilfert with it, spin move in the lane, tough jumper off the rim, rattles in good. Alex Wilfert, his first bucket of the night. 8-7, the Marathon lead, 11:05 to go in the first half. I Drew Love, far corner, Tyler Underwood. Looks inside, will dribble around, and he'll come out with it. They'll work a two-man game here out top with Love. Now in the hands of Grant Warren. He'll go top of the key. Hoxima, wide open three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Wolfel. Put back good and a foul. Oh, goodness gracious. Raiders working the offensive glass hard. Caden Anderson will be whistled for the foul. And Drew Wolfel to the line here. Raiders with a three-point lead. And Wolfel looks to cap off the three-point play. Clanks it out, no good. Underwood to the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Oh, it'll go to Auburndale. Oh, I think Tyler Wunderwood arguing that Mason White Eagle got a hand in there and knocked it out of bounds. They'll say no. So, 10:40 to go here. 10-7, the Marathon lead. Raiders really doing a good job rebounding here. All right, Blake Robb with it, top of the key. Mason White Eagle in, skips it out, baseline, a little defensive switch here down the lane. Oh, what a shot block here by Grant Warren. Drew Love hemmed in here on the near side. He'll keep it going and doesn't step out of bounds, and he'll go back the other way. I believe that's the fourth block shot of the night here for Grant Warren. All right, Drew Love with it now. Love pulls it back. Coming up on 10 minutes to go, first half. Marathon with a three-point lead. Inside to Warren. Double team comes, dribbles out of it. Inside stripped away. Good recovery defense there by the Eagles. Blake Robb with it now. He'll bring it up. Robb trying to shake loose from Cooper Huxamo. Wilford, top of the key, drives. Gives it up. Now leaves it back. Top of the key. This is Trayton Weber. Weber far side. Wilford for three. Back iron, no good. And it is Grant Warren with an easy rebound. He'll push it ahead to Drew Wolfel. Cooper Huxamo near side. Top of the key, Warren. Far side now to Drew Love. Raiders will work the offense here. And top of the key, Drew Wolfel. Back to Tyler Underwood behind the arc on the far side. Huxamo, wide open three near side. Oh, went halfway down and came back out. He has come close three times here. Coming up on 9:15 to go. 10-7 the Marathon lead. Down the lane, they'll drive. Near side, Robb comes in the lane, gives it up. This is Trayton Weber with it now. Weber, D'd up by Huxamo. Weber, top of the key to Mason White Eagle. White Eagle, a little defensive confusion here by the Raiders as Grant Warren backing off a little bit. They'll try to come down the lane. Comes, shot up. That's off the iron. No good. And it's Grant Warren with another rebound here. Long range ahead. Here come the Raiders again. Tyler Underwood, far corner to Wolfel. Baseline to Love. Top of the key again. That's a three. That's good. Drew Wolfel hits a three, and the Marathon lead is 13-7 with 8.5 to go in the first half. Raider is trying to make some distance here in this third meeting between these two teams. Right top of the key, inside they come. Wilford underneath is knocked down hard and does not get the shot to go, but he'll go to the free throw line. So Grant Warren with his first second team foul against the Raiders, and Alex Wilford will go to the free throw line. 8:21 to go, 13-7. First one is no good. Marathon won the first game on January the 13th at Auburndale. That snapped an Eagles 10-game winning streak, 64-55. Game that went Marathon opened an 8-0 lead to start, then an 11-0 lead by Auburndale, but Marathon a 14-2 run, took a three-point lead at the half and made 9-10 free throws down the stretch. Second free throw on the way is good by Wilford, so he makes one of two, and the score is 13-8. Caden Weinfurter back in the lineup. And let's see, Daniel LaCroix has checked in here for the Red Raiders. And Mason Seehafer back in the lineup for the Raiders as well. Seehafer lobs it inside, knocked out of bounds by Auburndale. Second meeting on, that 64-55 win at Auburndale was on January 13th. The first matchup in the first game of the year for the Raiders on November the 29th, 58-53 at Marathon. Grant Warren, 18 of his game high, 24 in the second half. As the Eagles had a 23-21 lead at the half, and Daniel Kwa, big spark plug in that game with three three-pointers. So Raiders both wins here, 23-3, but so are the Eagles. All right, here's Daniel LaCroix. LaCroix on the dribble for the Raiders, gives it up now to Drew Wolfel. Mason Seehafer now. Grant Warren on the bench here for a couple of minutes. As it is far corner, Drew Love. Drew Love for the Raiders, skip pass back near side, LaCroix to the near corner. Seehafer comes in, nothing there. LaCroix, top of the key, Wolfel now. They'll wing it, far side to Mason Seehafer again. Now they'll come around far side and collision here. Drew Love, good job to keep it going. After Auburndale tries to save it in, they go inside. Tough shot by Wolfel. Pat or Eagles think he walked in the lane. Shot is up and good. Tyler Underwood with his second bucket. Boy, Auburndale wanted to travel, but the Raider lead now 15-8. 7:20 to go in the first half. Evan Scholl up. Fire side to Yeski. Yeski down the lane, leans away from a defender, scooping shot, left it short, got his own rebound. And off to the near side, it is Evan Scholl with the rebound. Long range three is good. And Caden Weinfurter splashes a three. And just like that, 15-11. Raiders now in the lane. A running one-hander by Tyler Underwood is up and good. He's hit three in a row here. 6 points. We'll get a whistle. A timeout taken by Marathon. We'll take a timeout back in a minute here on Bull Falls, 98.9 and 1230.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes. When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
All right, Auburndale inbounds the ball here. Marathon a 17-11 lead, 6:20 to go. First half, Caden Weinfurter, top of the key, trying to get around Cooper Huxma. Double team comes. Free throw line to White Eagle. Left him open for a minute, slapped away inside by Marathon. Second turnover of the half here by the Eagles. Quick pass up ahead to Seehafer. Lob inside. Grant Warren underneath. Shot up good. Grant Warren, another easy bucket. And the Raider lead is 8 at 19-11. Marathon with an 8-point lead. Alex Wilford, not much space, hands it off to Scholl. Yeski with a wide-open three. His second three of the game. He's got six to keep Auburndale within striking distance. Far corner, rattles around, knocked out of bounds. And it will stay with Marathon. Drew Love coming back in. Daniel Lacroix will take a seat here for the Raiders. So starting five back out here for head coach Adam Jacobson. Inside Grant Warren. They'll go to Drew Love in the lane. Turnaround one-hander off the glass. Rattles in good. Good stroke there by Drew Love. His first bucket. Raider lead now 21-14 with 5:25 to go in the half. Down the lane, Yeski pass, stripped away in the lane, pile up on the floor. Yeski squirts it free to White Eagle. Now it's Caden Weinfurter with it. He'll hand it off. Down the lane, Scholl, nothing there. He'll swing it out back on top, and the Eagles reset. Caden Weinfurter, far side, wanted to hoist one, but Love collapses on him defensively. They'll go back to Yeski between the circles. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Down the lane, Yeski shades a defender off near side, wide open three, clanks out, no good. Rebound out of bounds, saved back in by Auburndale, and they will keep things going. Now far side, another long range three, that's no good. And the Raiders this time get the rebound ahead. Tyler Underwood, baseline spin move. Drew Love wide open here, but didn't see him. Now he'll go to Love, top of the key, he'll try to drive in. Gives up the dribble, turns, hands it off to Tyler Underwood. Underwood near side, now will dribble back off between the circles, far side, Mason Seehafer. Seehafer to Love. Open three. Instead goes baseline. Gets a hole. Comes in. Lays it up and in. Boy, Drew Love. Great job to find some space. Lays it up and in. 23-14 is the Marathon lead with 4:10 to go in the half. All right. Here's Weinfurter. Top of the key. Nothing there. Hangs it off to Yeski. Yeski will pull it back. 4 minutes to go in a frantic first half here. Down the lane. Yeski gives up the dribble. Comes back. They will reset. Wilford, top of the key. He looks to drive around Underwood. Nothing there. Now they'll back off. One-handed pull-up in the lane is good. Evan Scholl, his first bucket of the night for Auburndale. 23-16, 3:40 to go first half. Hoxima up quickly into Grant Warren. He'll just keep coming. Baseline turnaround jumper, that's no good. And that is up off the rim, no good. And Auburndale with a rebound ahead. Mason White Eagle, I believe. Yep, with a layup, his second bucket. 23-18, the Marathon lead. Good job on the glass that time by Auburndale. All right, Love will back off and set the offense now here for the Raiders. Coming up on 3:10 to go first half. Marathon with a five-point lead. Love's just going to come in. He'll lay it up and in. Boy, Drew Love kind of waiting, and I think Auburndale is so expecting him to dish down into Grant Warren, they let him go, and he took off for the bucket and laid it up and in. 25-18, Marathon. All right, baseline Weinfurter. Deed up here, Weinfurter trying to hold his position, does in the lane, shot blocked by Warren. Grant Warren with a block on Mason White Eagle. Up ahead they go. Here's Mason Seehafer, looks inside, nothing there. Back out, Love on the near side. Drew Love on the dribble now, fakes, comes to Huxham in the near corner. Back top of the key, Underwood. Mason Seehafer, wide open three, got it. Mason Seehafer, his first bucket is a three. Biggest lead of the night here for the Raiders is 10, and a timeout taken by Auburndale. We'll take one as well, back in a minute on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future. Staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City. Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to PartCityAuto.com. Order your parts online and pick them up at your Part City Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule, in-store or online. Shop any way you like at Part City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Here, Auburndale quickly ahead into the near corner, poked free by the Raiders, Grant Warren, and into the hands of Cooper Huxima. So timeout or turnover against Auburndale, Marathon with the ball back. They'll go inside, Grant Warren, near side defender all over him. He'll shake loose in the lane, had it knocked away. So the Raiders turn it back over here, minute 40 to go. 10-point lead for Marathon at 28-18. Auburndale will back things off. Wilford, far side, Caden Weinfurter now. Weinfurter now to Blake Robb. Top of the key. Now they swing it around near side to Wilford. Trying to get in the lane. Gives up his dribble. Yeski open three. That's good. Actually, no, they're going to say it's a two-point bucket. So 28-20 is the Marathon lead with a minute 10 to go. Robb with the long range two, they'll say. Near side, Mason Seehafer. Seehafer lobs it in. Drew Love. Love coming down. Love up. Tough shot. Got his own rebound. Looks to put it back up. Got fouled. It's good. Oh, Drew Love's second chance. A man determined on the glass. Came right back to him. Lays it up and in. Caden Weinfurter with his second, third team foul against the Eagles. And Drew Love to the free throw line. 30-20 is the Marathon lead with 54 seconds remaining in the half. I drew Love now. Free throw, three-point play is good. Well, the Raiders, after struggling shooting early, have picked it up. 11-point lead for Marathon, 50 seconds to go in the first half. Sectional semifinal from Marshfield. Alex Wilford for Marshfield, for Auburndale. As we're in Marshfield, trying to get to Appleton East on Saturday. All right, near side, it is Blake Rabb. Rabb, top of the key to Wilford. 30 seconds to go. Raiders trying to wait him out defensively here. Rabb looking inside. Yeski posting up. Nothing there. They'll come back out high to Evan Scholl. Scholl swings it far side to Wilford. Now into the hands of Trayton Weber. Auburndale resets with 15 to go. Far side, Rab. He'll bring it back between the circles. Reset, 7 seconds to go. Raiders try and Rab a floating shot up. No good, but a foul. With 4.5 seconds remaining. Cooper Huxema with the foul, third team foul. And it's Blake Rab to shoot two. First one on the way, rattles out, no good. 4.5 seconds to go. Raiders can either with a make or a rebound, maybe a quick shot at a long one. Let's see what happens. Rab, second one on the way, rattles out, no good. Warren has it, gets it ahead to Drew Love, half court. He'll come across, he'll get a three off at the buzzer, and it just misses. So here we are at the half, 31-20 is the Marathon lead. We'll take a break. Come back with our halftime statistics brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Booster Club. Sectional semifinal, Marathon leads 31-20, back in 3 minutes here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Hi, back here in Marshfield, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230. What a start here for the Red Raiders. Good shooting, a little slow shooting, but got it going. Played good defense, very balanced attack here with an 11-point lead at the half. All right, our halftime statistics brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Booster Club, supporting Marathon student-athletes and their activities. Normally, we'd give you the calendar, but this is it. Have seen some track kids running around, so I know that spring things are getting underway here, but this, and again, if the Raiders win tonight, a Saturday afternoon game, at Appleton East. It'll be right here in Bull Falls, 98.9 and 12:30. First half numbers for the Auburndale Eagles, 5 of 15 from two-point range, 3 of 8 from three-point range. It's 8 of 22, 36.3% shooting. They shoot 3 of 4 from the free throw line and commit 3 turnovers. 8 points for Lucas Yeske, 4 points for Mason White Eagle, 3 each for Alex Wilfert and Caden Weinfurter, and a bucket for 2 points for Evan Scholl. Pretty good effort defensively here by the Red Raiders. Great job on the offensive glass, especially for Marathon. Red Raiders shoot 12 of 17 from two-point range, 2 of 7 from three-point range. So that's a combined 14 of 24. That's 58.3% shooting for the Red Raiders. They went 1 of 4 from the free throw line and committed 3 turnovers. 9 points for Drew Love, 8 for Grant Warren, 6 for Tyler Underwood, 5 for Drew Wolfel, and a 3-pointer for 3 for Mason Seehafer for the Red Raiders, who lead 31-20 at the half. And I tell you what, very nicely contested first half here. And by both teams, really, you could tell the bigger kind of setting here and really kind of struggled early. I think each team missed their first two or three shots on a couple of free throws. But once they got things dialed in, the Raiders got Grant Warren going early, and Drew Love, a very impressive first half here tonight with 9 points. He's getting to the bucket and kind of doing a good job of Auburndale anticipating going to Grant Warren and then keep it and getting to the hoop. So a nice job there by Drew Love for the Red Raiders. They lead it 31-20 here at the half. All right, we're going to take one more 3-minute break and come back. Second half action, Raiders at an 11-point lead. We'll try to keep things going. We'll come back after this 3-minute break. Second half action coming up here on Bull Falls 98.9 and 12:30.
The Eat Fresh refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable crowd pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals, each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
County Materials is growing and hiring flatbed, ready-mix, and over-the-road drivers across central Wisconsin. Our truck drivers haul concrete, construction, and landscape products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. They take pride in keeping our roads safe and economy strong. Driving professionally for County Materials is rewarding and offers stability, competitive wages, and benefits. Our truck drivers are home every night and earn paid holiday hours and paid time off. Apply today by visiting workatcounty.com.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hi, back here in Marshfield, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30 sectional semifinal matchup. Marathon, a 31-20 lead at the half. Winner of this game gets St. Mary's and Crivets at Appleton East, 2 o'clock on Saturday. St. Mary's, who's the number 3 ranked team in the WISSports.net coaches poll, a 44-31 lead at the half there. So trying to roll on here. Marathon, great balance. Great defense, really got all aspects of the game going once they got their shooting touch going. I had a bucket wrong. Caden Weinfurter, I credited with a 3 in the first half. No, it was Blake Rabb. So Rabb with 3. So Lucas Yeski with 8 points to lead Auburndale. 9 points for Drew Love. I thought a fantastic half for Drew Love, who was really feeling it for the Red Raiders. All right, it will be Auburndale basketball. They trail by 11. Raiders trying to beat Auburndale for the third time this year. Never easy. Wilford down the lane, shot up no good, but a foul. As Lucas Yeski tries to get to the hoop. That's Tyler Underwood's second foul. Neither team really in foul trouble. Caden Weinfurter has 2. Tyler Underwood has 2. So no problem there. First free throw clangs out no good by Alex Wilford. So Wilford, their leading scorer, 14.5 points a game, held to just 3, and then misses the free throw. Rebound put back is good by Mason White Eagle. 31-22, a Marathon with their first possession here of the second half. All right, top of the key, Drew Love will set it up for the Raiders. Far side, Tyler Underwood lobs it. Far corner, stolen. Tried to force it to Grant Warren. And that was read well by Lucas Yeski. Caden Weinfurter down the lane, gives up the dribble. Goes top of the key to Mason White Eagle. White Eagle on the dribble to Evan Scholl. Free throw line, far side, White Eagle. Couple of steps in, lost the handle on the dribble. Gets it back, hands it off to Scholl. He'll pull up a jumper that's blocked. White Eagle with the jumper up, but it was blocked from the side. Near side, Drew Love passes up a 3. He'll go baseline again, dishes far side. Tyler Underwood, a wide open 3, got it. Tyler Underwood strokes a 3. Raider lead now 34-22 with 16:45 to go. Evan Scholl ahead for Auburndale. Caden Weinfurter, he'll go baseline, deed up by Love. Hands it off, White Eagle jumper is good. Mason White Eagle with a jumper. He's got 8. The lead still 10 for Marathon. Huxema gives up his dribble. Top of the key to Drew Love. Near side, they'll lob it in Grant Warren. Beautiful job to collapse. Force the shot up. No good. Put back by Mason Seafer. Or excuse me, Grant Warren got his own rebound back up. Is no good. But he's fouled. So Lucas Yeski with the foul. His first. And Grant Warren to the free throw line for the first time here tonight. All right, first one is good. So 9 points now for Grant. 35-24 is the Marathon lead. Second one is good. Grant Warren has hit double digits with 10. 36-24 is the Marathon lead. 16:15 to go. Biggest lead of the night here for the Raiders. Weinfurter on the dribble, in, then pulls back. Oh, Huxham almost poked it free. Down the lane they come. They'll dish underneath. White Eagles bumped. No foul. They'll come around near side. Open 3. That's back iron. No good. Rebound is battled for, and Auburndale scraps for it. Gets it in the hands of Evan Scholl. Scholl on the dribble. Hands it off to Wilford. Finds a seam. Free throw line jumper. Rattles out. No good. Rebound to the Raiders. Good job there. I believe Mason Seehafer on the board. All right, Tyler Underwood with it now. Top of the key, C. Hafer. Looks to drive instead to Love in the near corner. Nice little spin move by Warren to get open, but the defense closes on him. So Drew Love will pull it back between the circles. 15 and a half to go. Raiders lead by a dozen. Look inside, nothing there. Now they'll go back top of the key, Underwood. Raiders very patient here. Now they'll lob it in. Nobody overcooked it to Grant Warren. Inside, it's a turnover. Fifth turnover of the night against the Raiders. Hills Wilford to White Eagle in the corner. He'll dribble up the baseline into traffic. Has nothing there. He's in the lane. Dishes, reverse layup. Wilford is short, but a foul. Wilford really jammed himself in under the bucket. So Tyler Underwood's third. Second team foul here. And Wilford to the free throw line, and he makes the first. So we will see Drew Wolfel come in for Tyler Underwood. 36-25 is the Marathon lead with 15:05 to go. Second free throw rattles out, no good, and Warren with the rebound. Drew Love will push it ahead. Warren one hands it, top of the key, Huxema. Far side, Warren, open three. Oh, halfway down, came back out. Wolfel battling for the rebound, couldn't come up with it. Caden Weinfitter with it now. He'll push it ahead to Alex Wilford. Wilford, spin move into the lane, now to White Eagle. He'll go baseline underneath, boxed out here. They'll go to Blake Rabb, who's back in the lineup here. White Eagle pulls it up, jumper over the top of Grant Warren is good. Mason White Eagle with 10. 36-27. Marathon with the lead and the basketball. 14:20 to go. Drew Love looks to drive. Rabb pushes him back outside. Now he'll reset again. Far side, now top of the key, C. Hafer. Near side to Huxema. Back to C. Hafer. Far side, Warren. Warren runs some traffic, tries to come in. Baseline, now scoops it, threw it away. Raiders getting a little sloppy with the basketball here. Long range pass for Rob down the lane. White Eagle, layup is good. Mason White Eagle has 8 here in the half, and they've cut it to 7. 13:50 to go. Back and forth we go. All right, Mason C. Hafer, near side to Huxema. Huxema to Drew Love on the far side behind the arc. He'll go top of the key to Mason C. Hafer. Really interesting with Tyler Underwood on the bench here with 3 fouls. Inside they go, Grant Warren. Double team comes. He'll dribble out of it. Dishes near corner. Love, open three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for by Wolfel, but it's Auburndale that comes up with the board. 13:50 to go. Here's Caden Weinfritter inside. Dishes back. White Eagle in. Back to Weinfritter. He'll hoist a three off the back iron. That's no good. Rebound to Marathon. Mason C. Hafer quickly ahead to Huxema. Far side, Wolfel. Back to Huxema. Under 13 minutes to go. Auburndale not going away quietly. Huxema hassled defensively. He'll calm it down and get it to Drew Love. Love for the Raiders. He'll stop, put up a three, got it. Drew Love drills a three out of nowhere. We'll get a whistle and a timeout taken by the Raiders. 39-29 Marathon. Back in a minute on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Red Raiders with the timeout after the made bucket. You see Adam Jacobson like to do that. Here's Auburndale back in. Inside Mason White Eagle, Rob near side. He'll hoist a three. That is no good, but the Eagles get the rebound. Top of the key, Yeske. He slips free. They go baseline, White Eagle jumper. Back iron, no good. Wolfel battling for the rebound. He's knocked down in the play. And Auburndale back out high with it. They'll reset. 39-29 Marathon. 12 minutes to go. Raiders led it 31-20 at the half. All right, top of the key, Trayton Weber, who's checked in here for Auburndale. Mason White Eagle dribbles to the free throw line, hands it off. Yeske down the lane. Circus scoop shot is up and good. Lucas Yeske has 10 points. We've got an 8-point game here with 11:40 to go. Drew Love, top of the key, Wolfel. Far side now. It's Tyler Underwood who's checked back in here for the Red Raiders. 11 and a half to go. Far side, Drew Love. Again, defense backs off. He swings it to Underwood. Tyler will back it off on the dribble and reset. Raiders playing with an 8-point lead. Warren sets a screen. Underwood, tough baseline jumper, got it. 11 points now for Tyler Underwood. The lead back to 10, 41-31. Rab, top of the key now for Auburndale. Deed up here, Drew Wolfel in there. And then let's see, far side, they work it. Looking inside, nothing there. Trayton Weber now backs it off. Back near side, Blake Rab. Bounce pass inside to White Eagle. Nifty little shift move here to try to get around Grant Warren, but that doesn't work, so they bring it back outside. They'll reach in, double team comes, loose under the bucket. Now loose in the near corner, open three, Wilfert from the near side is good. Alex Wilfert hits the three, 41-34. Both these teams have hit some big shots here. Auburndale trying to stay in it. Drew Wolfel will walk it across. Drew Love walks it across half court. Near side now. Raiders with it. Drew Love right in front of the Marathon bench. Comes to the near corner. Looking to get to the baseline. Nothing there. He's double teamed. Auburndale reaches in to try to get it. They'll dish it underneath. Dish loose on the floor. A pile up here and we'll get a whistle. And what do we have? We get a foul on the floor. Or is it a jump ball? And is it against Tyler Underwood? That's a huge call. Fourth foul against Tyler Underwood. Boy, that's a tough one to swallow for Adam Jacobson. And Underwood will take a seat here with his fourth foul with 10 minutes to go. 41-34, Auburndale trying to climb back in this. Caden Weinfurter, far side. And this is Trayton Weber with it now. Top of the key, Yeske. Down the lane, lost the handle, but it comes near side. Skips free to Caden Anderson. He'll come in, shot up, rattles out, no good. Good rebound there by Grant Warren. He'll go up high to get it. Here comes Cooper Huxema. Near side, Drew Love fakes a three. Bumped. And the Raider is just having a tough break getting any calls here. Got to play through it. Top of the key, Wolfel. On the dribble, fakes right, goes left to Love. Almost lost it out of bounds. Now gathers it back in. 9:20 to go, 41-34 Marathon with it. Grant Warren, far corner, dishes wide open underneath. Mason Seehafer, shot blocked, but the defender steps out of bounds. Mason Seehafer was wide open under the bucket, but the defender closes, blocks the shot, came to him, but he was standing out of bounds, so it'll stay with Marathon here with 9:13 to go. 7-point lead. All right, for the Red Raiders, True Thurs has checked in here. He's knocked around, and he'll get it free. Down the lane they come, knocked again. Seehafer a shot up, no good. Boy, the whistles have gone away here, that is for sure. Up ahead, Wilford, arcing three is good. Here comes Auburndale, 41-37, 8:50 to go. Huxema ahead, stripped free, turnover and a foul. And who's it on? Let's see. Caden Anderson will get the foul for Auburndale. So that's their second team foul. 8:47 to go, Marathon with the basketball. All right, here's Drew Love, near side to Mason Seehafer. 4-point game. Here's Cooper Huxema trying to shake a defender free. Love behind the arc near side holds it. Now he'll back off. Inside they go near corner and we'll get a foul inside. Lucas Yeski, I believe, will get it. Yep. It'll be his second, so we'll be even at three team fouls here. All right, near corner. All right, here's Mason Seehafer. Huxema three, went halfway down, no good. But it's Mason Seehafer with the rebound and then poked away. Couldn't get the rebound away. Auburndale with it, down by four. Here's Caden Weinfurter in, a hop step around off the glass, rattles out, no good. Rebound to the Raiders. Pushing it ahead, Drew Love. Still a four-point lead. Seehafer inside. True Thurs, triple team to Huxema. Baseline Warren lays it up and in. Simple power move to the rim. 43-37, the Marathon lead with 7:50 to go. All right, Caden Weinfurter now to the near corner. Slides it back, Mason White Eagle. Raiders trying to dig in here defensively. Auburndale has hit some big threes here to climb back in it. Wilford, another one, hit it again. Holy smokes, three in a row for Wilford. Three-point game, 43-40. Drew Love going to try to get to the hoop. Double team in the lane, dishes Seehafer behind the arc near side. He'll go near corner to Drew Love. And reset. Marathon pulls it back out. True Thurs on the far side. Now top of the key, Drew Love. I think he was ready to catch and shoot, but now he'll pull it back. 7 minutes to go, 43-40. Drew Love behind the back. Now to Grant Warren, top of the key. Warren will try to dribble. We're getting an offensive foul on who? Cooper Huxema, an offensive foul on a screen, they'll say. All right, here is Auburndale. Can tie with a three. Free throw line, White Eagle almost traveled with it, now pulls it back. He'll hand it off Wilford for three, off the rim, no good, but off of Drew Love and out of bounds. Oh, boy. Trying to set it up to Wilford, who's got the hot hand here. Caden Weinfurter will inbound here. Drew Love had it off his hand out of bounds. All right. Mason White Eagle now for Auburndale. Top of the key. Yeski, he'll hoist a three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Raiders. Marathon will solidify that. Here's Drew Love trying to make this a two-possession game. 6:15 to go, 43-40. Loose near sideline, knocked away. Auburndale with it ahead. White Eagle baseline. Wilford for three, got it. We're tied. Unbelievable run. Whistle and a timeout taken by Marathon. 6:01 to go, tied at 43. Back in a minute on Bull Falls 98.9 and 12:30.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, what a run here by Auburndale. Marathon had an 11-point lead at the half, extended it to 13, but Alex Wilford, 4 of 5 from 3. We are tied at 43, under 6 minutes to go. All right, I believe Tyler Underwood has checked back in. Nope, two-thirds still out there. All right, Mason Seehafer with it. Tie game. Raiders have led mostly throughout. True Thurs with a three. Rims out, no good. Warren with the putback, knocked out of bounds. So Warren after the rebound. I think he's arguing that somebody tipped it away from him from behind. No dice. Auburndale, I believe, if they would get a bucket here, this would be their first lead of the night with 5.5 to go. Inside the lane, White Eagle at the free throw line. He'll pull back on the dribble, trying to survey things up. He'll go. Caden Weinfurter, near side to Scholl. Scholl coming in, free throw line, gets down the lane. Double team comes in, shot up is good. Evan Scholl with the bucket. Auburndale leads 45-43, 5:05 to go. First lead of the night for Auburndale. Here's Drew Love, far side, True Thurs. Trying to go inside to Warren, but it's not there. Tell you what, Auburndale has brought it defensively here. Here's Warren in, offensive foul, Noah Block. Oh, boy. All right, Grant Warren coming in, and it's Lucas Yeske will pick up his third foul. That's the fourth team foul. Tyler Underwood will come back in with his four fouls. So, a block on the floor, so no shooting. Raiders will inbound here. 4:51 to go. Oh, here's Mason Seehafer. Oh, man. Seehafer threw it off the back of the defender when he came in and fielded it. He was standing on the line, so it goes as a turnover against the Raiders. Almost worked to a T. He was still out of bounds. 4:40 to go. Here's Scholl on the dribble. Back out high and a traveling call. Oh, boy. White Eagle and, let's see, White Eagle and Trayton Weber ran into each other. And a traveling call will give the ball to Marathon. 4:37 to go. Drew Love across half court. Here we go. 4.5 minutes to go. Sectional semifinal. Drew Love gives it up, swings it far side to Seehafer. Seehafer, top of the key to Love. Drew Love back on the dribble now. Love down the lane and gives it off to Mason Seehafer. He'll lob it inside Grant Warren. Up, no good, but a 3-second call in the Raiders. Oh, man. We get a substitution. 6th turnover of the half against the Raiders. Auburndale a lead, 45-43 with 4:10 to go. What a second half here by Auburndale. And what do we have? I think Adam Jacobson may have just got a warning on the bench. And I think that means he has to stay in the coach's box. And knocked out of bounds by Drew Love and a good defensive read here. And I think he's got to sit down. So Auburndale will inbound on the far side. 3:55 to go. And what do we have? Now we get a foul away from the ball on Auburndale. Mason White Eagle. Away from the ball, his first. He'll say an elbow or a shoulder, either one. 3:50 to go, Marathon trailing by a bucket. Far side, Tyler Underwood. Four fouls back in the game, hucks him up. Inside they go, Warren. He'll come around, shot up good, but before a foul. And it's Lucas Yeske will get his fourth. 6th team foul. So he will take a seat, and Trayton Weber comes in for Auburndale. 3:42 to go, 45-43 Auburndale. They'll inbound it to Warren, over the top, lays it up and in. Back to tied, 6.5, 14 in the game for Grant Warren. We are even at 45, 3.5 minutes to go. What a game. Down the lane, driving into White Eagle, gives it up far side. Down the lane again, White Eagle shot up off the iron, no good. A putback is good. White Eagle missed it. Evan Scholl with the putback. Auburndale back up by a pair with 3:10 to go. Long range three is short on the far side by Drew Love. Back the other way, White Eagle now backs it off. He'll go far corner to Wilford. Wilford back again, 3 minutes to go. 2-point lead for Auburndale. They have the basketball. They'll go top of the key. Trayton Weber looks to cut in. Wilford, a bomb off the back iron. That's no good. Rebound is battled for on the ground, and I believe it'll be Marathon ball out of bounds. Yep. So 2:48 to go. The Raiders trail by a bucket. ...47-45. Drew Love, far side to Tyler Underwood. Couple of fakes, now a dribble in, spin move in, fall away jumper, off the iron, no good. We're gonna get a foul on Auburndale, I believe, here. And let's see. Trayton Weber, his first, seventh team foul, and Grant Warren to the free throw line. As the Raiders in the bonus with 2.5 minutes to go. How about this? Rims out, no good. Under 2.5 to go. Auburndale with the basketball and a 2-point lead. Down the lane, layup is good. Trayton Weber. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Back here in a minute on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
All right, back here in Marshfield, Tom Weaver, Marathon on the inbound. Drew Love drives, and they call it jump ball. Tied up, possession arrow stays with Marathon. 2:01 to go. Raiders trail by four. Love hemmed in the near corner. Gets it free to Seehafer. A lot of time left here. Raiders trail by four. Huxema. Now to Tyler Underwood. Near side, Mason Seehafer. Out to Grant Warren. Far side, inside Underwood. They play a little inside-out game here. Instead of going back to Warren, here's Underwood. Spin move in. He'll lean. Got it up and good. Tyler Underwood with a leaning bucket. He's got 13. Minute and a half to go. 2-point game. Adam Jacobson imploring the Raiders to pressure the ball. Auburndale with a 2-point lead and a minute 20 to go. Here's Yeski, guarded by Underwood. Now gets it. They'll come down the lane. White Eagle pulls it back, minute 10 to go. Out high they go, Wilford in the lane, a bounce pass, White Eagle underneath, dishes it off, Auburndale just spreading the floor here. Now they'll go inside the lane, Raiders get a steal, Seehafer had it and then lost it. Now here's Auburndale with it, under a minute to go and a 2-point lead. Just four team fouls on Marathon, now we get a foul by Huxema. Fifth team foul against the Raiders. 53 seconds to go. So now they're going to play a little offense defense here as Underwood sits down with four fouls. Woeful in. 53 seconds to go. Auburndale a 2-point lead in the basketball. Still two fouls for the Raiders. Wilford back. And Huxema will foul him quickly. So his fourth. 51 seconds to go. So now Auburndale will pull it back. Two-thirds in for Huxema here. So 51 seconds to go. Raiders had a 13-point lead, I believe, was their biggest lead in this one. And what do we have? Auburndale will call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 51 seconds remaining. And what do we have here? It's a full timeout taken by Auburndale with 51 seconds to go. So again, winner of this gets either St. Mary Catholic or Cribbets. We'll see if we can get you a score on that. And it looks like that game has tightened up as well, so we will see here. As it is, 59-52 St. Mary's with a 7-point lead in that game. And they've got quite a bit more time left than here. So 51 seconds remaining. 49-47 Auburndale. They will inbound the ball right in front of the Marathon bench. 51 seconds remaining. What a ball game. They will inbound it to Mason White Eagle. Grant Warren out there, a reach-in foul, so free throw line they go. So Grant Warren with his second, seventh team foul. Mason White Eagle will go to the free throw line here. And he's a 56.4 seconds remain, or 56.4% free throw shooter. He'll shoot the bonus. First one on the way, it's good. Mason White Eagle hits the first. It's a 3-point lead. They can make this a 2-possession game. White Eagle's second one is good. Hits them both. Here comes Marathon. Drew Love with it. Cross half court, 45 to go. Don't need to hustle here. It's a 4-point game. All right, they will run a set play here. Here's Drew Love back to Huxema. Far side, Tyler Underwood. Too much time here. 30 seconds, timeout taken by the Raiders. So 31.7 seconds remaining. And we'll see what happens here. And let's see. It'll be a full timeout taken by the Raiders here with 31.7 seconds remaining. Marathon has, I believe, one timeout left. And I believe two here for Auburndale. Man, what a ball game. Raiders led this 31-20 at the half, but Alex Wilfert at one stretch hit 4 out of 5 threes for Auburndale. But I tell you what, Auburndale has gotten after it defensively here in the second half. They have really gotten after it. So 31.7 seconds remaining. Raiders with the ball trailing by 4. Both teams in the bonus to shoot the 1-1. I have to look here shooting-wise here in the second half. Auburndale has been on fire. All right, Marathon with it. Drew Love, 28 seconds to go. Holding it, near side Hoxima, long-range three. That's well short. Bounces around. Underwood gets the rebound. He's up, blocked. Shot is blocked, and we'll get a whistle and a foul. Hoxima, a long-range three, had a crack at the rebound, but it was blocked and no foul. So Mason White Eagle to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with the potential to drop the hammer here in the Raiders. At the line, it's a 4-point lead. Make it 5. What a second half here by Auburndale. So 5-point lead, 18.9 seconds to go. makes them both. All right, Grant Warren quickly in. 6-point lead, 15 seconds to go. Drew Love. Love around a screen. He'll pull back, top of the key, three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds to Auburndale. It'll stay with, it'll go to Auburndale. 8.1 seconds to go. Man, is it hard to beat a team three times in a year, and the Raiders are going to find out. They will inbound final seconds. We'll get a foul. Auburndale is going to advance. What a ball game. So Coach Jacobson will clear the bench here with 6.3 seconds to go. So Tyler Underwood will come out here for the Raiders. Grant Warren will come out. And it is Lucas Yeske at the free throw line. Second one is good. Raiders will inbound Drew Love with it. He will let the final seconds tick off. Auburndale is going to erase a second half deficit and eliminate the Red Raiders. 55-47. What a final. What a game. Two conference rivals, and the Eagles win it. 55-47, your final. We'll take it a 3-minute break. Come back with our post-game show. And a reminder, our post-game show is brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. 55-47, Auburndale wins it. Back here to tell you about it after this 3-minute timeout on Bull Falls 98.9 and 1230.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future. Staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City. Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to PartCityAuto.com. Order your parts online and pick them up at your Part City Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule, in-store or online. Shop any way you like at Part City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
All right, back here in Marshfield, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And what an atmosphere, what a game. And the Auburndale Eagles turn the tables on the Red Raiders in the second half. And they will advance on Saturday in our one win away from the state championship, as they will play at Appleton East on Saturday afternoon. All right, so here is our numbers. First of all, it is Auburndale ends up shooting 13 of 31 from two-point range, 7 of 17 from three, 20 of 48, 42.5%, 10 of 14 from the free throw line, and commits 7 turnovers here tonight. 16 for Alex Wilford, including 4 of 5 from 3 in the stretch where Auburndale came back to take the lead. 16 for Alex Wilford, 16 for Mason White Eagle, 12 for Lucas Yeski, 6 for Evan Scholl, a 3-pointer for 3 points for Blake Rabb, and a bucket for 2 points for Trayton Weber, as it is Auburndale improving to 24-3 overall. For the Red Raiders of Marathon, they shoot 16 of 26 from two-point range, 4 of 16 from three-point range. So that's 20 of 42, 47.6% here. Shooting for the Raiders, not bad. 3 of 6 from the free throw line. They commit 6 second-half turnovers for a game high of 9. Grant Warren, 14. Tyler Underwood with 13. Drew Love with 12. 5 for Drew Wolfel. And a 3-pointer for 3 points here tonight for Mason Seehafer, as the Red Raiders season comes to an end at a record of 23-4. Final games here tonight for Pearson Hammond, for Drew Love, for Daniel Lacroix, for Mason Seehafer, for the Red Raiders here in the sectional semifinal. Heck of an effort here. Raiders got out to a lead, couldn't handle it, and boy, Auburndale just flat out turned the tables in the second half. Mason White Eagle got him going early, and then Alex Wilford just drilling threes that took the life right out of the Raiders, and Auburndale gets the 55-47 win. Understand Newman has won, so Chad Holmes will have them in a sectional semifinal game on Saturday afternoon from Rhinelander. That's going to do it for our Red Raider broadcast season. Boy, can't say enough, and once again, thanks to all the Raiders who have helped us out, including our sponsors, including Brickner's of Little Chicago, Cloverbelt Credit Union, County Materials, the Dirks Group, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, also Marathon Part City, Mark's Chiropractic, People's State Bank, Subway of Marathon, Sun Printing, Twin Forest Products, Underwood Construction, and Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath. Thanks to them. Thanks to all the Raider staff, Adam Jacobson, Jeff Schneider, and his staff, Athletic and Activities Director Kurt Miller. Always fun to bring you these Raider games, and what a heck of a run here tonight for the Auburndale Eagles as they beat Marathon by a final score here tonight of 55-47. I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening to Marathon Red Raider Basketball here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Marathon High School Red Raider Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon Basketball has been brought to you by Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chief, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark Chiropractic, and the People's State Bank.